Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. All right, it's Tuesday. Had some showers sweep through the New Orleans area a little while ago, but it's sunny and damn hot out there. Hey, I'm glad you're with us. Even though we may not always agree on everything, I still love spending every afternoon with you. A gun shop owner is being criticized for promoting a back-to-school special sale on guns. Is that wrong? Is it wrong to have a back-to-school sale at your gun shop? And President Trump says that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is mentally unstable and should not own a gun. Come on, you gotta laugh at this stuff, right? I mean, you gotta laugh. Okay, so Chris Cuomo went a little ballistic on a guy that called him Fredo. We'll get to that a little bit later. Also, hey, this is Tuesday, so we've got a Tuesday text-off song coming up at about 2:50. What we do is, on Tuesday, about 2:50, I play an original, and then I play a cover. The original is song A, the cover is song B. You vote for A or B, just send A or B, text it to 870-870 after we play it, and you tell me what you like better, which you think was better, the original or the cover. Now, to be honest with you, as a kid growing up, I thought the cover was the original, but it wasn't. Two totally different groups, and another example of rockers from the 60s going back and covering stuff that's R&B. So anyway, that's coming up in just a little while. We've been so aware of sex trafficking with the arrest and now the death of Jeffrey Epstein. You know, sex trafficking happens in front of us. But do we know what to look for? What are some of the signs that might indicate sex trafficking? Now, we also have to be careful not to be too quick to stereotype a situation. I mean, you know, every time you see a man with his daughter, you don't want to assume it's a sex trafficking situation. And maybe his daughter is dressed to go to a party. Maybe his daughter is in some dance team or something, maybe wearing something that you would think, I don't know if she should be walking around like that. But, you know, we can't be too quick to stereotype situations. But do the benefits outweigh the negatives when it comes to asking the public to report signs of sex trafficking? We're going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon. First up on the show, and this is often a topic that I will wait until later in the show to do, but I thought, well, let's change things up and let's talk about this in the first hour. It was on this day, August 13th, 1967, a movie was released. It was a biopic, so it was about a real-life situation. The movie was highly condemned as being too graphically violent. And I don't remember how old I was when I saw the movie, but I was a preteen or young teenager. And I remember the movie being violent. In fact, in the years of doing radio, over the years, I have often talked about how, hey, I was exposed to violent movies. Now, the graphic violence in this movie that was released on this day in 1967, it's not as graphic as movies are today. But in the context of the times, it was graphic. So, you know, you can't judge violence today based on violence in movies in the past. Yes, it's more visually graphic today, but in the context of the times, it's no more graphic today than this movie was. The movie I'm talking about is Bonnie and Clyde, starring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Made its U.S. premiere on this day, August 13th, 1967. And there was criticism of the graphic portrayal of violence, but here's what seems to have changed. It doesn't seem as if society, I don't remember this at the time, and I don't remember this, you know, really even when I got older. Society was not quick to blame the violent movie. if a movie like Bonnie and Clyde comes out today, that, again, in the context of the times, is that graphically violent? You hear people say, well, that movie is going to encourage people to do that. And I bring this up again because this is such an important thing to talk about in our country. Because this is something that has changed. We are so quick to blame something else. We're so quick to blame entertainment. And as you know, since this is a show where pop culture and politics meet your opinions every afternoon, this is an appropriate topic for us. And I'd love to talk to you about it and get your input. And most of the people that respond to the show agree with me that it's not fair to blame entertainment. So here's what I want to do. I want you to think about however old you are. Think back when you were young, whenever you were young, whether you're millennial, Gen X, Gen Y, baby boomer, whatever. When you were young, what was a movie that, as a young person, you remember being very, very violent? I mean, I remember Bonnie and Clyde. Very violent. So what was a movie that you remember as being very violent when you were a young person? And would it ever be fair to blame that movie for your violent actions? And if the answer is no, what has changed? And why have things changed? I don't know that we're ever going to get back to respecting personal accountability the way we once did in this country. That no matter what you're exposed to, you are responsible for your behavior. In my opinion, that's the way it should be. If you want to join us with your comment, and think about this. Think about a movie like Bonnie and Clyde that you saw when you were really young. And, you know, we can add sex to this as well. I remember some of the James Bond movies were so, in my young mind, were so graphically sexual, especially Thunderball. I don't know why that movie stands out in my mind, but the James Bond movie with Sean Connery, Thunderball, stands out in my mind as being highly sexual. What about Barbarella with Jane Fonda? I mean, that was sexual. So this has always been part of the entertainment landscape. What's changed is that too many people in our society are quick to blame the entertainment for the negative behavior. Should it be that way? Is it fair to blame violent movies or sexual movies? Here's our Blue Runner, WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If violent movies in the 60s were not blamed for violent behavior in society, is it fair to blame violent movies today? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And again, if you want to join us with a comment or a movie you saw when you were young that you consider to be very violent, what was that movie? What movie stands out in your mind? 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. This is the soundtrack, the theme from A Clockwork Orange, which was one violent, freaky movie. And I saw it. And a lot of baby boomers saw it when they were really, really young. And as violent as it was, as much as it made violence seem like it was an acceptable form of almost entertainment, nobody thought to blame the movie for violence in society. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with your comments on WWL. It was on this day, August the 13th, 1967, the violent movie Bonnie and Clyde premiered in America, considered to be shocking because of the graphic violence. Biopic based on a real-life story, but the movie was very graphically violent and highly criticized. Baby boomers grew up with that movie. Baby boomers, now the establishment, grew up with other graphically violent movies like A Clockwork Orange, Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch, and the list goes on. Did these movies make baby boomers violent? Now, again, remember, in the context of the times, these were graphically violent movies. You know, compared to what we saw on the evening news, to see this in a movie was graphic. With what we see on the evening news today, with what we see online today, movies have had to go to greater lengths to be graphic because of what we now see in everyday media, the mainstream media. And the techniques have gotten better. I mean, my God, think about Psycho. That scene in Psycho, you know, Psycho's in black and white. The scene in Psycho, the stabbing scene in Psycho, I read where the blood was actually newspaper print. that they had a newspaper that was newspaper print that was running off a newspaper, and that's what gave the impression of blood. But at the time, Psycho was really graphic. So what I'd like to know is what movie, when you were growing up, and it doesn't matter what age you are, when you were young, what movie do you remember seeing that was very, very violent, and yet your parents would not have accepted blaming the movie if you became violent? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And we're also talking about movies that were very sexual. Thunderball, with Sean Connery as James Bond, and some of the James Bond movies. I mean, sex was everywhere in those movies. Man, I'm a kid watching this stuff, and I kind of know what's happening to my body. I'm kind of responding to it. I mean, I understand that. Didn't know what it all meant, but I knew about that. And yet I still knew that I had to be responsible with my behavior. From Metairie, Bill, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, I just wanted to add in a couple. First of all, you're right, Psycho. Occasionally, I'm an old guy now, and I still make sure the lights are on in the bathroom, and I have the shower slightly cracked. And the other one would be Deer Hunter and then Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All of those were, things that just unbelievable. Compared to now, I don't know. I don't think it made as – I don't think the movies make it violent, but it just sort of opens up something in some people's minds, I think, that that maybe it's just a defective gene or something, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Well, don't you think as human beings – I mean, we're curious about violence. I mean, let's go back to early entertainment like Shakespeare. I mean, Shakespeare had a lot of violence in his plays. So there's always been something intriguing about violence to human nature. We're entertained by it, and I guess part of it is because we're not part of it, but there's something about seeing the extreme things that can happen to human beings.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to bring in, you were talking about
trafficking?
Trafficking, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a situation here in Louisiana that we have, and I'm not going to mention the names of these particular clubs, but we have one in the meet right in the Baton Rouge meet, which is the governor's backyard. It starts with an M, and they allow those girls under 21 in with booty shots or whatever. And the guy that actually runs the place was a convicted drug dealer, and he has a tendency to turn the girls out on drugs and allows the drug dealers in. And also another place that I'm not going to mention name, but it starts with a V. It's in New Orleans. They also have a situation where they allow the prostitution to go on, they allow the drug dealers go on, and they allow drug dealers going on.
You know, I know that at one point that happened, Bill, but I think those days are over. And if they're still going on, then those clubs need to be busted, because
I've already complained about three times about it, and they yet to do anything about it because it's the election year and they don't want to stir those, because those guys are really politically connected up the wazoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not who you know, it's who you know down here. And unfortunately, they're ruining a lot of lives. And I know that only because I go in and occasionally I have one or two girls that I talk with. Like I said, I'm an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear what all's going on, and it's so easy for me to hear. I just can't understand. All I can say is they must be doing a blind eye. And those are the kind of things that ruins a girl that's 18, 19, 20, or 21, and they go to work to be an entertainer, really strictly entertainment.
But those girls are too old for sex trafficking. I mean, the average age for sex trafficking is a 14-year-old girl. And you know, I too have friends who work in some of the clubs downtown, and in talking to them, I hear just the opposite. I hear that none of that stuff goes on, contrary to what people believe. Hey,
no,
Bill,
not,
but
I'm down in the French Quarter. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. I appreciate you bringing that up. I've got to get to news here, but thanks for the call. And we'll talk more about sex trafficking in the 3 o'clock hour. Okay, so what movie do you remember seeing when you were really young? And to this day, you think, my God, that was a violent movie. On this day in 1967, Bonnie and Clyde was first released in America, condemned as being a graphically violent movie, but nobody thought to blame the movie for violent behavior. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. Bonnie and Clyde was released on this day, August 13th, 1967, a movie that was condemned for being graphically violent, and it was, especially in the context of the times. And yet, I don't remember people rallying around the idea that the movie would inspire violent behavior in the real world. It was almost as if they didn't want people, young people like myself at the time, to see the violence. But I don't ever remember anything about the movie's going to cause us to go do something violent. And this is what has changed today. And even though you can argue that visually graphic violence is much more realistic today than it was in the past, relative to the times, Bonnie and Clyde was as violent. Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch, A Clockwork Orange. These movies were as violent relative to the times as movies are coming out today. So what's changed? Why have we allowed this temptation to blame outside forces for violent behavior? Here's a text that says, if Bonnie and Clyde came out today, it would be rated PG, LOL. It's true. I think The Graduate is rated R. I think The Graduate was rated R. And 9.5 Weeks was also rated R. I mean, really? Could you even compare those two movies? No. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If violent movies in the 60s were blamed for violent behavior in society, is it fair to blame violent movies today? 67% say no. 33% say yes. I'm with the no's on this. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So in asking the question, I'm getting a lot of text here, asking the question about what movie do you remember seeing when you were a kid that to this day you remember thinking, that was really a violent movie? Here's a text that says, The Wild Bunch. Another text says, Taxi Driver. Friday the 13th. Here's a text that says, I remember the faces of death. And some of that stuff was real. Some of the faces of death was video of real deaths. Here's a text that says, Friday the 13th was a very violent movie. Another text says, Deliverance. And we're also talking about the idea that you know, there's always been, relative to the times, there's always been movies out there that were very sexual. I mean, I guess from the 60s on, at least. But think about some of the movies you saw that were very sexual. And yet, you know, baby boomers were exposed to these kind of movies when they were growing up. Baby boomers are now the establishment. And, you know, it seems to me that we need to just stop blaming outside influences, stop blaming entertainment for real-life violence and real-life inappropriate behavior sexually. Here's a text that says, Porky's. Yeah, I mean, I guess that was kind of a sexual movie. Sexual and, I mean, about sexual stupidity, I guess. Here's a text that says, just like blaming Trump for mass shootings, ridiculous. I agree with that. It's ridiculous. A text here says, New Jack City. Another says, Jaws was a violent movie. Here's a text, Scarface. Another text says, Hellraiser, a very violent movie at the time. Godfather, though I never wanted to put a horse's head in anybody's bed. Another text says, eventually, it's okay to blame Trump. Here is another text that says, Billy Jack's Born Free. And another text says, A Clockwork Orange. All right, let's go back to 1967. Here is a scene from the movie Bonnie and Clyde.
What line of work you in when you're not stealing cars?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking for suitable employment right tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, what'd you do before?
I was in state prison.
State prison?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess some little old lady wasn't so nice.
It was armed robbery.
Mama. The things that turn up in the street these days.
I can't think of another movie that glamorized robbing banks and killing people more than Bonnie and Clyde glamorized that. And nobody thought to blame the movie for violent behavior. All right, Ian corrected me. The Graduate was rated PG, and we can't find the rating on 9.5 Weeks. It's almost like they did. Maybe it was one of those controversial things where it's supposed to be rated like, you know, double X or X or whatever. Anyway, it is true that Bonnie and Clyde being released today would not have the same rating. Okay, 9.5 Weeks was R. Here's a text that says, was at Catholic school when they started to show Matt Helm's spoof of Dean Martin, a quarter of the nuns yanked the film. Boy, they were surprised. I don't remember that. Here's a scene from another movie that made it seem as if violence was just entertainment. For young people to go to commit violent behavior was just almost a form of entertainment. Here's a scene from A Clockwork Orange.
I was bound up in a straitjacket, and MacGulliver was strapped to a headrest with like wires running away from it. Then they clamped like lidlocks on the eyes so that I could not shut them, no matter how hard I tried.
If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. What movie do you remember seeing when you were really young that to this day stands out as a really violent movie? And do you notice that at the time, nobody thought to blame the movie if you went out and did something wrong? This movie had a big impact on me. Rosemary's Baby. I mean, when the devil came in the room and Mia Farrow's character was naked and the devil was, you know, doing that thing, that freaked me out. And then just the music and some of the things about that movie were so haunting. And I was a kid and I went to church, and so it kind of scared me. So for you, what movie was violent, or what movie was really sexual that you saw at a very young age? I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back with your comments on WWL. Oh, man, that was one violent scene. And they shot Bonnie and Clyde. Wow. And then there were a couple of other scenes where this one woman got shot in the eye. On this day in 1967, a movie that was highly criticized as being graphically violent, Bonnie and Clyde, first hit theaters in America. And baby boomers grew up with movies like that, A Clockwork Orange, The Wild Bunch, and other really violent movies relative to those times, and nobody ever thought to blame the movies. Let me get to some of your text here. We're talking about movies that you remember as a kid seeing that were violent when you were younger. Here's a text that says, what about Natural Born Killers? That made killing like an aphrodisiac. Sick. Yeah, there was a lot of criticism of Natural Born Killers. This text says The Exorcist. Another text says Rambo. Another text says The Exorcist. Caligula, a very sexual movie. Here's a text that says The Shining, still can't watch it. And this text says, I'm getting a bunch of texts about Natural Born Killers. Here is a text, Pulp Fiction. And a text says that Pulp Fiction glamorized murder and the quarter pounder with cheese. Here's a text that says, I've got a friend who's been in Angola for 40 years because he watched Bonnie and Clyde. No, he's in Angola because he committed murder, not because he watched Bonnie and Clyde. From Abita Springs, Bob, welcome to WWL.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm 78 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the movie that stuck with me. I can't remember the name of it, but it was back in the 50s. I was a teenager then. And it was about a guy who was killing young people. And if they were on the beach or anything, he would kill them. And they wouldn't show you his face. They'd show you him dragging them out, you know. And then another part where he had this girl in the room, and he put his hand in her mouth and pulled her tongue out. And then come to find out, he was in the catering business. And he would have a party, but it would be with human bodies.
Wow.
And the people didn't know that. They just thought he made that up, and they thought it was cool, you know, because they were young people, you know. But I can't think of the name of that thing.
Well, if anybody knows the name of that movie, text it to me, because I'd like to know. But, Bob, you're a great person to talk to about this. Even though that movie, by today's standards of what is graphic, would not be considered graphic, at the time, relative to the world in the 50s, don't you think that movie was very graphic?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was very scary and shocking. And to think, I always said, man, could something like that really happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that movie stood on my mind all the time, yeah. You know. But right now, I can't think of the name of it.
Somebody will give us the name, Bob. I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in Abita Springs. Here's a text that says, Dog Day Afternoon. Another text, The Postman Always Rings Twice. Yeah, that was done a long time ago and then redone with, was it Jack Nicholson was maybe in The Postman Always Rings Twice? and some actress. Ian's going to look it up right now. And some famous actress. That was a very sexual movie. And it was also violent. I mean, a lot of the movies that we're talking about were both sexual and very violent. The Scoot Report is our live Facebook video. It is up right now, trending on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And you can become part of that conversation. It's about what we're talking about right now. So join us on Facebook. What movie did you see when you were young? Whatever age you are now. When you were young, what movie made an impression as being a very violent movie or a very sexual movie? Also, in today's video, I set the record straight on why there wasn't a lot of publicity given to a U.S. athlete who took a knee during the national anthem while he was on the medal podium. I set the record straight on that, too, on the Scoot Report. That's on Facebook at WWL Radio. Psycho. Relative to the times, really scary, freaky movie. The guy that Anthony Perkins played was really creepy. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. The movie Easy Rider was very violent, and when they shot him with a shotgun in the end, I was embarrassed to live in the South. And I hadn't been, I mean, New Orleans was my home, and I grew up in New Orleans, and I remember seeing that movie, and it's like, are people in the South really this ignorant? And here I was, a Southern boy. We're talking about the movie Bonnie and Clyde, released on this day in 1967, highly criticized for being very violent, so we're talking about other violent movies that we saw when we were young. Bob in Abita Springs, if you're still listening, some people say that the movie you're talking about was Blood Feast, 1963. And then there was Blood Feast 2, All You Can Eat. The name of the movie. And apparently some of that was shot around Abita Springs, which is where Bob was calling from. Okay, so yeah, it is true that a U.S. athlete took a knee recently during the playing of the national anthem when he was on the medal podium in Lima, Peru. Didn't get much attention. Why is that? We'll talk about that. Also, a gun shop is being criticized for promoting a back-to-school sale on guns. Is that wrong? And President Trump says that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is mentally unstable and should not own a gun. Do you agree? We'll talk about all of that and more. And if you still have comments about violent movies from the past and how unfair it is, in my opinion, to blame violent movies for violent behavior, I will continue that conversation as well. Our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Tuesday afternoon, I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.